side.
The tide is changing. If you look at two big governor races, both in New Jersey and Virginia, of course, we're starting on a political note. Mayor Bloomberg winning his third term as mayor, but barely. Meanwhile, there was a big change, as I mentioned, in both Virginia and in New Jersey. McDonnell and Christie both getting the GOP nods, the victories in those two states, and independents had a lot to do with them winning those. I mentioned Bloomberg right from the get-go. It was a real squeaker for Bloomberg. Originally, when you go back to 2005, he annihilated his opponent. This time around, seeking the third time as mayor of New York, he almost didn't get it. I mean, you were talking about a handful, a percentage, if you will, of points that made the difference, and this was certainly one to watch for that third term. I mean, he was insanely popular in the five boroughs at one point, and he, you know, this city repealed its two-term limit so he could extend his reign, King Bloomberg, if you will. So, man, fourth and long, as it was described to me by somebody who was watching the results, and it really truly was that. Bloomberg, a former Republican who ran this time as an independent, spent more than $85 million of his own personal money on this race, which, of course, dwarfed William Thompson Jr., who was the opponent in this race. I think I said it in an earlier hour. Everywhere you looked in New York, Bloomberg, Bloomberg, all the time. In fact, it was so close that NBC News, after calling the race for Bloomberg, retracted its call. Oh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Until more than 96% of the vote was in, and then eventually they called it. This is what it boiled down to. 50.5% of the vote for Bloomberg to Thompson's 46.2%. That's pretty much 20 million a percentage point. Woof! And how about this one? This was also expensive. New Jersey Gov. John Corzine spent $125 million of his Goldman Sachs bucks on a bunch of campaigns, Senate, governor, etc. More than $22.6 million on his latest reelection bid. And it didn't help because he lost for the second term. He didn't get that second term to former U.S. Attorney Chris Christie, the Republican candidate. So what does this mean in translation? Like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with the independents going in a different direction. And 2010 becomes that much more interesting because, remember, everybody in the House is up, a third in the Senate, and you've got a lot of governors who could be in some hot water when it comes down to it. We'll see what a difference a six-month or eight-month swing will make. But this time next year, we'll be talking about those elections. Mm. And right from the get-go, I've got to beat a couple of people up. You know, since so many of us travel, whether it's for business or pleasure or whatever, nothing is more upsetting, infuriating, if you will, use whatever adjective, put a better one in, than arriving to your destination and not finding your luggage there. And usually you're exhausted, you've been waiting at the airport for who knows how long, and you've got to fill out these claims, go to your hotel or the house or wherever, and wait for this bag to be delivered. In Phoenix, they had two people that they now have in custody suspected of stealing 1,000 pieces of luggage from baggage claim carousels at that Phoenix airport. So they were picked up by police. Why? Because they found tons of stolen bags throughout their house. In fact, there were so many suitcases that the Phoenix police could only actually even give a rough estimate of how many they had when they pulled them out one by one and gathered them in the yard. It looked like a bunch of gypsies, the people who drove by and actually saw it. So you have two different people. As I said, this was their livelihood. So there was, imagine the amount of victims from these nutballs who did this. They were arrested, booked into jail on charges of theft and property and possession of stolen property. But imagine getting that phone call. Hey, remember a year ago, we think, you know, your bag, and then going through those bags and trying to figure out who, what bag belongs to what person. And the way they nailed him, or them, both of them, is they saw them taking pieces of luggage from one of the bag claim carousels back into the car, and they saw them on camera. It looked funny. They kept seeing the same people. So finally, a light bulb went off in somebody's head. So they realized that something was definitely not right here. It's just a good reminder. Anything that you have, whether it's something expensive, whatever it is, medication. Sometimes people forget and they put medicine in their bags. Be so careful what you put in your check bags. I always wonder this because I don't understand. Maybe it's because there's so many flights or whatever. But whether it's Philadelphia, I'll tell you the places I've recently flown. California, Philadelphia, Hawaii, Houston, Florida, wherever it is that you're going to. And many of these airports, the specific airports, Philadelphia International or Tampa, they don't have anyone that checks them. So by the time you get off the plane, you run down to your luggage, which sometimes it's either flying out 100 miles an hour or it's lagging behind you. If it's lagging behind you, not a big deal. But if it comes out first, somebody like these people could take advantage and grab the luggage, and that's exactly what they did. How much time do you think they should get? They could get a lot of time if they're saying they don't even know how many bags that they pulled off, how many they've stolen. They're thinking it's 1,000, but it could be even more than that. And they had all of them stored in their house. Any reaction from that live audience back in Minneapolis? I feel some boos coming on, I think. I heard a few, yeah. Sometimes we have to prompt them. You know, this is not a Leno, Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel audience. That's because they give them so much free stuff. We have a much smaller budget. I beg Donovan to run out and get Red Bulls to get them amped up. But anyway, very upsetting. When I read this story, I thought, oh, I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten off of a plane and couldn't find my luggage over the years and had to go through that and wondered if it was stolen. Luckily, I always got my luggage back, and it ended up lost or crisscrossed somewhere or, you know, whatever, but still very, very, very upsetting. All right, so we start this thing saying that there is, I think, a clear signal that many of the voters have had enough of where we are in this country. They're just frustrated. And so I think that's why the votes went the way they did. You might disagree, but you can throw in your two cents at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's certainly not all that we're going to talk about. The latest shot across the bow from Senator Harry Reid, I think, was a very, very big one, as there's this push to get health care reform passed, because this is Obama's big baby. This is his agenda. Get this thing passed by the holidays. Senator Reid says, you know, I don't think it's possible for us to get this done. It's probably going to go into 2010. You got to think the White House was just fuming over those comments. Stay with us. Much more to come, including the grisly discovery of four more bodies at that Ohio house of the convicted rapist, the backyard. Ooh, the stuff they're finding, sad stuff. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
America tonight. Let's head out to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hello, woman. How are you doing tonight? I have my little island accent on tonight.
You silly. Wow, what a day politically, huh? How about that? New Jersey and Virginia and Bloomberg barely spending all those big bucks. His face was everywhere in New York. He barely won.
You know, Kate, I know you like dogs, and especially tonight. You must like the blue dogs. So I thought I'd let you put your dancing shoes on, little lady, because here we go. Who let the blue dogs out? Who let the blue dogs out? Virginia went to Republicans. Yip, yippee-yay, New Jersey was so very blue. Yip, yippee-yay, but they too have seen the red light. Yip, yippee-yay, and Obama don't know what to do. Who let the blue dogs out? Now, Michael Steele is the Republican leader. Yippee-yay, he said it's not about Obambi. Yippee-yay, but even the gay marriage is not passing. And the liberals are not very happy. Get back Obambi. Get back Pelosi. Get back Reed, your skinny old Senate mongrel.
Woohoo! Do we have some applause for that? Creativity counts on this show. I like it when people try. Nice fake accent, too, by the way. I love it. Yeah, this is not, this is a tough one. I mean, this, you know, hasn't even been a year in office, and I think it shows all the frustration. You have a lot of independents swinging the other way. So all the independents that pushed Obama in, obviously not happy with what's currently going on.
You know, we're coming up on 1 year, and 1 year may not be a lot in someone's life, but in a presidential term, that's 25%. That's a quarter of the term.
Yep.
So, you know, Richard Steele said it's not a referendum on Obama. I think it is. I mean, people are saying, look, the house is on fire and you want to add a new addition to the house. First, put the fire out, get people back to work. You know, we got a war going on, and, people just want the brakes to be put on, and what better way than to take power away from the party in power and give it to the other one? That's the way democracy works, and you know, that's the way it's got to be. So I'm very happy. I was hoping that that Hoffman would win up there in New York, but maybe Mark can call in and give us the nitty gritty on that. And thank you very much, Kate, and you have a good night. All righty.
All right, you too, Tomas. We appreciate it. I think the reason why Hoffman didn't win, well, first of all, I think what happened there, obviously, I told you how much Bloomberg spent. And in the polls, he was really, really way ahead. It just shows you how it switched there at the last second. So all that money was spent, but he narrowly got in because he definitely still had people that wanted him there. I mean, after all, the folks in New York voted to say yes to a third term for a mayor, which in itself I think was surprising. I mean, again, he wants to be king, so Bill Thompson loses to him, but it was really, as I said, 51% to 46%. NBC originally declared Bloomberg the winner, and they had to put the brakes on that because there wasn't enough of the precincts reporting. That really shows something, that small margin, the major overkill of strategy bombarding the city with those campaign ads. Our man Stu in Kentucky is listening to us. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, I want to go drink a beer with Tomas, man.
That's funny.
I'm telling you something. Oh, man. I'm glad I quit smoking pot. He'd have really had me laughing. Jesus Christ, he was good. That was funny. That was a classic. He's got some good stuff there. Bloomberg ought to just be thankful because, you know, he was only supposed to be a two-term limit in New York City as mayor. He went and fought until he got it where he could take over a third term. He should be thankful for that because otherwise he would have never been. Yeah.
Right, I agree. Yeah. Oh, Stu, you are fading out. You are fading out. We're going to have to let you slip. He's fading out in that Kentucky airwave somehow. He's going to have to call us back. I know he had a great point that he was going to make. And, you know, Thompson is the city's comptroller, and he relied on donations and matching funds for his bid. And that's where it was at for him, and he was on track to have spent about a tenth of Bloomie's staggering, unbelievable total. So, you know, the campaign was basically about defying whatever the conventional wisdom was, and he was pretty tight. He ran up huge margins in some of the Hispanic neighborhoods and the black neighborhoods. He won by 3-1 margins in some of the districts. So, you know, not everybody, like I said, was on board. And Bloomberg, again, does win this, but at what cost? And, geez, just tiny squeaked by this one. He almost didn't win it. So I think there are a lot of things that are going on, absolutely. And I think we're seeing them being played out in these elections. And like I mentioned before, what does this mean when we come upon 2010? What are we going to see in 2010? Because there, you're talking about everybody in the House. I mean, everybody in the House. So, and then a chunk of the Senate, what's going to happen there? So I'm going to say that a lot of those seats are up for grabs, and especially depending on where we are at that point, because we'd be at almost 2 years in. How about that? Hey, did you see this story, too? I wanted to mention this on the person who won, the man who won the New York City Marathon, a CNBC reporter, I thought this was actually kind of funny because exactly what I was thinking, said that the guy who won the race, they were saying, oh, it's an American that wins. But I'm going to get to this here in a few minutes. But what was interesting about it, he's only technically American, and I'll explain that in a second. I saw the headline. I was like, oh, an American won the New York City Marathon? You got to be kidding me. All right, I think Stu has a clear line now. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got off her at, but... are you there?
You were talking about Bloomberg. Yeah, you were talking about Bloomberg and the races.
Yeah, I mean, he was just lucky, you know. I mean, he went and he complained till they, or, you know, contested till they let him run a third term, and, you know, he should be thankful. Otherwise, Giuliani'd still be mayor up there. I don't think there's much doubt in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, George, and he calls me up, and he's like, oh, Obama this, Obama that, you know, and he's going off and on and on. And so we got this heated discussion about it, and I said, you know, yeah, I kind of like the guy. I mean, he's reviving not so much Republicans, but really the conservatives. And people are really scared now. I mean, if people thought they were scared during George W. Bush, man, I'm telling you something. I mean, he's got groves of protesters. And I know Bush had his fair share, but, I mean, he's got groves of protesters. Obama does. And,
yeah.
You know, it was just a year ago, Democrats were sweeping everything up, man, and it hasn't even been a year today, and now things are starting to turn back. And they say, you know, he's not the least bit worried. It doesn't reflect nothing on him. But I think it reflects a lot on the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency, without a doubt. And I want to reflect on something else real quick. My, God, I feel old now. My son's girlfriend was in the house Saturday. God, it makes me feel old. Her and her mother. Her mother's an insurance agent, and for their family's insurance company, they've sent, Christmas tree bulb every year, ornament, to the White House for years.
Mm.
Okay? They got a email, which she read it to us, well, 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, 2 weeks ago, an email says that from now on, or for this year, they're not going to be celebrating Christmas. They're going to be celebrating a winter holiday on December 25th.
Really?
The Christmas bulb cannot depict Christ, a picture of Christ at all, cannot say nothing about Christmas. It can say happy holidays, and that's it. To be put on the... I may remember, holiday tree is what she called it. And so they have decided they will not send a Christmas ornament at all this year.
Right, good
for them.
Because
that was, I see in the email, so that's horrible.
Yeah, I think that's horrible, too. I'm glad you shared that story. Stu, safe driving. Wow, I hate that when they make it where you have to say holiday.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Quick note on what Stu was saying. I'm glad he shared that with us. A neighbor who they sent every year a Christmas ornament to the White House. They put it on the tree saying, hey, don't send us any ornaments to say anything about Christ or Christmas or any of that. And we just have it as a holiday tree. Man, I just don't get that. That goes into that whole political correctness thing. And the idea that you can't call Christmas Christmas. You want to call it Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa's fine. You want to call Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Hanukkah is Hanukkah. Why can we not have that? Why do we have to have these terms? And we see that in schools. Ooh, it used to be a Christmas pageant, but now we can't say Christ, so we call it something else. Oh, it's just infuriating. We can't pledge allegiance. We can't say God. Just come on. It's ridiculous. 800-259-5791, talking about the elections and summing it up and as to what it all means. I think it does show the growing frustration coming up on a year here now for this current administration. And by the way, we do have word that Maine repealed the same-sex marriage. So Maine repeals same-sex marriage. Don in Wyoming. Hello, my friend. How have you been?
I'm fine. Can you hear me, Kate?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Oh, hey. That didn't click. Hey, so was it pretty much a Republican sweep I heard both Republicans won the governors there in New Jersey and Virginia. What about the
Bloomy
one that was up in New York?
Bloomberg, of course, as you know, won the mayor's office again for the third time, but barely. He runs, though, as an independent, as you know. And so Obama, the Obama factor, I think, was big in both of those governor races, too. I think that the polls and the exit polls are showing that pretty much people are divided over whether they vote for a Democrat or a Republican candidate in their district. It just, I guess, depends where. And you know this, I think you and I have talked about this. It's big next year because everybody in the House is up next November. All 435 seats in the House and a third of the Senate seats are up for grabs. That's huge.
Wasn't there one up in North New York special?
Oh, the 23rd district. Yeah, you're talking about the 23rd district. In the 23rd district, what happened there is Owens ended up winning that, so the Democrat did get in. Well, so far, that's with 88% of the precincts reporting. Clearly, though, with Hoffman, it's kind of neck and neck, but that's what they've got. So the projected winner is the Democrat, Bill Owens.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Wait, you said that's his name, Bill Owens?
Owens, yeah.
Oh, and then the governor of Colorado for a while. Same name, huh?
Yeah, just coincidence, yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I think Americans are looking for right now. They want an answer. They want somebody that can, you know, turn this economic thing around and see people getting jobs back and, you know, and I hate to tell you, I don't like to do the bearer of bad news. By the way, we got a new NBA franchise out here. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, they're called the Marshmallow. It's pathetic. Did you hear what happened tonight?
No, give me the details. I didn't hear.
Yeah, Nowitzki went off for 29 points in the fourth quarter. I mean,
oh,
it was
that's sad.
And they're looking at him, you know, and it's just...
Oh,
you know,
how did that happen? Who was guarding him?
No, nobody. Obviously not. I mean, the guy scored 29 points in a quarter. They scored 44. The team did. You know, blew a 16-point lead for the Jazz. And I'm just, you know, it's sad for Jerry Sloan because you know how gritty he was and with Malone and Eaton and all those guys here who like to play physical, you know. In fact, the Jazz were known as one of the dirtiest teams in the league because how physical they played. And we just got a bunch of marshmallows on this team now. It's just, you know, oh, don't touch me. I'll get hurt and I'll lose money. And, you know, it's just pathetic. But anyway, though, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's weird, too. I think that was it doesn't matter, but I think he broke their franchise record. But how sad, I guess, that if, as you said, he got the 29 points, that they couldn't. I mean, they, for three quarters, they were slow, obviously. And then that happens in the third. So, I mean, that happens the last quarter. So that's obviously pretty brutal for your team. Sorry about that.
You know, it's the only team I root for that's never won their championship. I don't know why I root for them, but maybe because they cover the mountain area where I live. I don't know. But anyways, in fact, I think they ought to go from purple and white to purple and pink uniforms, you know. And
I like that.
But anyway, I'm sorry. Back to the question about, you know, turning the economy around, et cetera. And I'm sorry, you know, give me a liberal that has a new idea that works, and holy cow, we'll make it a national holiday, whatever day that happens, because it's not. I mean, all I've seen liberals want to do is be able to, their solution to everything is tax the rich and cut the defense and, you know, and if that don't work, then raise the tax on the middle class and,
mm-hmm.
They have no fresh ideas. I mean, it's all rehash, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, like I said, and if that's what Americans are thinking, they're gonna, you know, these people are gonna turn this around. They've already proven that the stimulus package isn't stimulating anything, you know, and of course a lot of people back before it was passed, you know, a lot of economists just said let things go the way they're going and things will change, you know, and it's just the way, you know, the economy always works. It's up, it's down, and unfortunately politicians play games with it to be able to get elected. You know, but And I'm not trying to sit there and say that the Republicans are the answer. You know, I mean, they run up the deficit, you know, far more than the Democrats ever have, you know, or the you know, the national debt. But it's just, I don't know, it just, you know, we were talking earlier on a different, on the local show here tonight about, you know, the local elections and stuff. And I said, you know what would be fun, Kate, is if you had to take a test before you could vote, like a 25-question test on just basic
right.
knowledge of politics and the people running,
right.
et cetera. And I said, man, just think Brock would never got voted in, you know? I mean, but anyway, though, I don't know, Kate, it's just, I guess the person that comes up with the right ideas to get things turned back around is going to be, you know, next president of the United States. Who knows? I don't know that this is, I guess next year is going to really, we'll see what happens with the House when all the re-elections, like you were talking a little bit earlier, you know, how many seats swing to one side versus the other. But I personally think, Kate, and this is, I think this comes back to the health care issue. Okay, that the economy is not related to people are looking at politicians to change the economy, to get the economy going right. People are looking at politicians to get health care going right. And these people have got no ideas. You know, they don't know. I personally don't think they know what they're doing. You know?
Right. They don't have any fresh ideas. What you said was absolutely right. That was all supposedly was all about change and this is going to be different, but nothing is different. You're right.
No, and it's both sides, you know.
Yep.
What we need is just good Americans to work hard, you know, to come up with their own solutions, you know, and maybe that goes grassroots back to local government. I don't know, but the funny part about this, Kate, is we keep saying Republican, Democrat, et cetera. This is capitalism versus socialism is what it is,
yes.
Kate.
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately,
it is.
There's too many people out there who right now and maybe people that aren't supposed to be in the country or people that are in the country that have just the mindset that, well, the government will take care of me. If I can't do this, I can't do that, the government will take care of me, you know. And, you know, yeah, give me a free life. Whereas there's other people that, you know, I know you put a lot of hours a week. I put in 65 hours a week. There's a lot of people that I don't want anything from the government. I want them to stay completely out of my life, you know.
Yep.
And, let me find my own way, you know, and work to do that. And, you know, so it's just a balance of two systems. And, you know, and I don't sit back and point the finger that I'm not making – you know, $400,000 or $500,000 a year because I didn't go to college or finish college or I don't point the finger at rich people and go, oh hey, you should pay for my way because I screwed around when I should have been studying books and getting smarter so I can have better education and maybe make more money in life. You know,
right.
It's just a matter of it's two systems fighting each other right now. Unfortunately, there's too many people on the socialist side who want a free ticket in life, who maybe they just don't know how to succeed, you know, and so they just throw their hands up and say, let the government take care of me, and that's really what the whole issue is right now.
Yeah, but I agree with you. There's no free lunches.
Time.
Yeah, thank you. Don makes a good point. Don says that all the time, that he and I both believe in capitalism and that you can achieve the American dream. It depends on what you want to do, how far you want to push it. I mean, sure, there are silver spoon people. There are people that get a leg up, and life isn't fair, and you can throw all those things out there. But we have the opportunities. He is absolutely right, and that's what a lot of this ideology is about. Government handouts, asking for the leg up versus doing it, rolling your sleeves up and, you know, the good old-fashioned work. However, I know there are some people who are down and out because of people who have driven their companies into the ground and whatever, and they've looked very hard, and the unemployment situation is real, almost 10% actually. As somebody said to us on our last show, Doug Wolf, probably closer to 20% if we're being honest about it, right? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Madonna, whoo, the Wayback Machine. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, coming up, we have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. Ooh, one of my favorite actors, Matthew McConaughey. Big birthday for him, I'll tell you. Also shares a birthday with Sean, what's my name now, Diddy Combs. Same birthday. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Jana, how have you been?
Pretty good, Kate. Yourself?
Good, thanks for asking.
All righty. Barack's actions is making me think that he is a closet Muslim. I wanted to comment on the fact that they're having this holiday tree that you're not supposed to give them any Christian ornaments for. And I just think that they're running this political correctness too far. They're not supposed to offend the Muslims or the atheists or the Buddhists. Well, I have news for them. Christians are a group, and they're not supposed to be offending them either. And I would like to see all Christians and just even people that believe in, you don't just single out one group and pick on them. They believe if you do it for one, you should do it for all. I hope that these people would inundate the White House with emails and phone calls and letters and say, you're being politically incorrect to this group, and you can't do that.
Yeah, I don't understand. You're right. It's one group totally left off, and I just don't get that. Why can't we coexist? If you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate Christmas. Why can't you have a Christmas pageant? If it's so awful, then have a different pageant, too, then have several. I mean, I don't care. I just don't. It's just like we're slicing the whole thing off, and it makes no sense to me because I don't understand how it's so offensive to people. You can have all kinds of ornaments, let's face it, Jana, on the tree. You could have ornaments that are non-denominational. I mean, half of the Christmas ornaments are. And then you could have some that are a, quote, Christmas ornament. You mix them all in. We are a melting pot. What's the difference?
Yeah, like the Nordic people, they have, like, goats made out of straw for ornaments
yep.
hanging on their trees and stuff.
Yep.
People put snowflakes on the trees. I mean, you know, I just think that they are persecuting the Christians because it's supposed to be all right for us to be put down and made to look like the bad guy, but they don't give us the political correctness of worrying about offending us, you know? And I just like to see people contact the White House about it. I really would, because I just think that's awful, and most people probably won't even hear about that because it just went out in that letter to Stu's boy's
friend.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Girlfriend's mom. And, you know, how many people would normally hear something like that out in the media? You wouldn't.
No. Don't worry. We're going to stir that up big time. I'm glad you brought it up.
All righty.
We're going to make some phone calls. I'm definitely going to do that and see if I can get a comment on it. Jana, thanks. Appreciate it, as always.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, never afraid to throw her two cents. And she's right. Then have some push on the other side. Why they couldn't mix all the ornaments in, I don't understand. Why we have to change what was traditionally a Christmas tree and call it a holiday tree is, again, beyond me. Makes no bloody sense whatsoever. All right, time for news you can abuse. Speaking of making no sense to a lot of people, they thought, what are you, crazy? A Wisconsin woman called 911 to report a drunken driver herself. Clark County deputies say Mary Stray told the 911 dispatcher, "I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm drunk." The sheriff's chief deputy said that she followed dispatcher's advice to pull over and turn on her emergency flashers. She was cited for misdemeanor drunken driving. She's due in court December 10th. So she'll get a big slap on the wrist. But, wow, is that a – it's a great, interesting fair or foul question. Was it a smart move or was it a stupid move? Other people say, well, she just should have called somebody for help. But, hey, you know, she did what she thought was right, and she didn't kill anyone in the car, and that's what she was worried that she was going to do. But it is very odd, huh? From Utah – Pumpkin Chunkin' got a new record. It's all this thing about records with people. The Big Ten Inch team claims a new Guinness World Record for firing a pumpkin 4,623 feet. If it's verified, it beats the old mark of 132 feet by a lot. The Big Ten Inch team brought their 90-foot pumpkin cannon from the East Coast to the thin mountain air of southern Utah for the record attempt. They say a blast of compressed air fired the pumpkin at more than 700 miles an hour. Wow, that'd be kind of wild, actually, I think, to see that. We go from Utah and the pumpkin shooting to Cleveland. A backyard sculpture turned out to be a lot more valuable than a birdbath. Check this out. The 4-foot-tall sculpture of a woman carrying a water container on her head is sold at an auction for $118,000. We're going to have to ask Harry Rinker about that. The Cleveland homeowner almost let an antique dealer take it for just $3,000, but the sculpture was in the yard when the man bought the home 40 years ago. Research showed that the piece was a famed Egyptian sculptor whose work fills an entire Cairo museum. Wow, wow, and wow. Officials of the Cleveland auction company say the seller and the buyer don't want to be named. Oh, that is so cool that he didn't give it up for a mere $3,000. I wonder if the guy who was going to buy it knew that it was so much more valuable. It is November 4th, and in this day in history, we have a couple of interesting things of note. Of course, it is an election day, or the day after. There are 57 days left in the year. In 1922, the entrance to King Tut's tomb was discovered in Egypt. Big deal, obviously. In 1939, the United States modified its neutrality stance in World War II, allowing cash and carry purchases of arms by belligerents, a policy favoring Britain, of course, and France. In 1952, Dwight D. Eisenhower was elected president, defeating Democrat Adlai Stevenson. In 1979, the Iran hostage crisis began. Militants, of course, stormed the United States Embassy in Tehran, seizing the people inside. For some, it was the start of a 444 days of captivity. Wow, do you remember that? That really put Ted Koppel on the map when he was doing Nightline. In 1980, Ronald Reagan won the White House. He beat President Jimmy Carter by a huge margin, a strong one anyway. And in 1995, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by a right-wing Israeli minutes after attending a peace rally, sadly. 5 years ago, President G.W. Bush pledged to aggressively pursue major changes in Social Security, the tax code, and medical malpractice awards. It was also announced that Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of former Democratic VP candidate John Edwards, had been diagnosed with breast cancer the same day that her husband and Senator John Kerry conceded the presidential race. All right, Maestro, do we have some fabulous birthday music? Guarantee Jana and Stu and everybody in between knows at least five of the names on this list. Actress Doris Roberts. Everybody watch Raymond. Remember back in the Raymond days? 79 years old. How about MASH? Loretta Swit is 72 years old. Also celebrating birthday, blues singer Delbert McClinton is 69. The former First Lady, Laura Bush, in Dallas, Texas now, celebrating her 63rd birthday. Actress Marquee Post is 59 years old. She was in Night Court and a bunch of other stuff. Actress, comedian Kathy Griffin, always controversial, has her own reality show, 49 years old. Survivor host Jeff Probst is 48 years old. Actor Matthew McConaughey with a big milestone. He is 44 years old. Rapper producer Sean Diddy Combs, who's pushing everything from clothes to vodka to everything in between, 40 years old as well. Actress Heather Tom is 34. R&B gospel singer George Huff, just a mere 29 years old. A couple in between. Another R&B singer, Harry Elston from Friends of Distinction, pretty popular, 71 years old. And also celebrating a birthday as well, rocker Wayne Static from Static X is 44 years old. From Squeeze, rock singer Chris Difford is 55 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us in America tonight.
Coffee time! Coffee! Coffee, 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 coffee! Cappuccino!